You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's almost 6:31. You're tuned into the SFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. I'm your host, Jimmy Moyaha, and we're taking a look at the latest company that's been formed or launched today, the National Transmission Company of South Africa. That was an announcement from Eskom. It is part of that unbundling that is taking place. We have now a new entity specifically focused on the transmission efforts of our country's power supply. I'm joined on the line by the chair of the National Transmission Company of South Africa, Priscilla Mabelane, to take a look at this, try and understand it and see where we go from here. Good evening, Priscilla. Thanks so much for taking the time. Very interesting times indeed around the unbundling and a big milestone and a step in a direction that we've been moving in for quite some time. What is the NTCSA's mandate?
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank you for the opportunity to engage with you and your listeners. It is an exciting moment, indeed. As you know, the power reforms have commenced a couple of years ago, and we are very pleased as both Eskom and NTCSA to be celebrating this moment today. But basically what it actually implies is that we will become an independent transmission operator that will ensure competitive electricity market going forward. At the heart of that is providing reliable, stable, network connection and grid stability into the future.
Priscilla, when we look at the transmission network, there have been conversations around obviously the connectivity of that network and some challenges that have been faced by independent power producers in plugging into the existing network. These are obviously things that will be tackled by the NTCSA, but from a company perspective and from the strategic objectives that you have outlined, where does that rank on priority? We've got other priorities like 300 plus billion rands of new transmission line that needs to come online, which I'm guessing will come in through this new entity. What are the top priorities and how do we rank them at the moment?
So at this stage, the first priority for us is that we need to ensure that we have a financially viable, stable, and a business that can provide reliable operations going forward. And this is what we've been doing as a board in the last couple of months, putting the systems, the processes, and of course, leveraging some of the systems, given that we are a subsidiary of Eskom. At the same time, we also started to look at the requirements of the new mandates that requires us to provide grid non-discriminatory access. And that will actually means that we have to expand the network. So the challenges that the IPPs are experiencing is because our grid was historically developed in the inland areas where we had our power stations. Now the new endowments of renewables are located in the Cape corridors. We need to shift significant investments into those so that you can unlock that potential. And that's our second priority that we're working on. As you mentioned, it is quite a significant investment, but we've prioritized that we will actually deliver 30 gigawatt of that in the next up to 2029. And part of that will be funded by the approved budget of the board of 112 billion for the next 5 years. And we've already started executing that. A third element of our priority is enabling an inclusive and competitive business going forward. And at the heart of that is really ensuring that we're starting to set up the right processes and capabilities to really become a market operator into the future. So we've issued the market code for comments, and we would like to finalize that as we move forward. In terms of the second priority around grid enablement, we do recognize that this is going to be a collaboration between us and the private sector, whether it's in terms of unlocking value across the ecosystems, particularly around issues of supply chain, which are currently constrained, or is actually seeing how we can use the private sector to augment our execution as we move forward, subject to certain boundaries around risk-sharing mechanisms that we've outlined. So those, I'll summarize, are the three key things that we are focusing now on.
Speaking of some of the boundaries, Priscilla, I want to look at the legislation. The legislation promulgates that the NTCSA would be the independent transmission system operator under the amended regulations that the minister has signed. Does that mean that there is scope for other transmission system operators, or at this stage is the NTCSA the only one?
So the legislation has actually given the mandate for the transmission and system operator to NTCSA, which will over time, as you know, will evolve and move out of ESCOM over the next 5 years. At the same time, it has also acknowledged that under certain conditions, under Section 34B, the minister is able to make a determination for other players such as that can come and develop and operate some of the transmission systems. And that's the work that today, as we articulated jointly with the minister, we are busy finalizing the regulations that will allow that, targeting early next year. And once those are out, we will then go out to on a pilot. It's very important because unlike other public-private partnerships, transmissions are very complex in nature. Although these models are tested in some of the developing markets, we need to make sure that we understand the benefits and the risks, and that pilot will be able to help us with that. The biggest part from us in terms of NTCSA is that because we'll also be operating and investing, we would like to protect our balance sheet. So we've set ourselves a clear capital structure as we move forward, and we don't want to further encumber it by providing security to the private sector.
That was going to be my final question, Priscilla, around the financial viability. You mentioned that as one of the first of the three pillars, that financial viability of NTCSA was important, but also affordable electricity still. Unbundling and creating more entities, that's not going to reduce the cost of electricity?
I think it depends on how you look at it. I mean, if you look at the role of the NTCSA, which is a global play, the more we bring generators in terms of the energy supply and traders, you'd expect that electricity will come lower and become cheaper. You've seen today, if you were there, that the levelized cost of renewables, both wind and solar, have come down substantially. And when you break down the monopoly, you're enabling the competitiveness. And that's the crux of what we stand for and what we need to deliver, is to then ensure that we can unlock that and create more and more affordable electricity so that the country can become competitive. But at the same time, the country needs to decarbonize. And by bringing more and more renewable sources into the grid, we are supporting as well to make sure that we can actually competitively trade with other global partners.
Well, we continue to support these efforts if they result in more affordable electricity for South Africans. Thank you so much, Priscilla, for that. We wish you and your team the best of luck on this new journey, and we'll certainly be keeping in touch. That's Priscilla Mabelane, who is the chair of the National Transmission Company of South Africa, that was announced today by Eskom.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.